about an hour, maybe. Yeah.
So some good time.
Yeah.
I mean, when you guys have been going through some workouts here these last few weeks, what's stood out to you the most and maybe is different from, say, last year and what you guys ended up going through?
I just think the biggest thing is people showing up every day, competing. I just think that, you know, everyone's coming together and everyone's believing that Coach Ferentz and Coach Doyle has a great workout plan for us and a great, you know, road to success. So just everyone showing up and competing every day is just awesome.
What are they emphasizing to you guys? And when I say you guys, I'm referring to the entire linebacker.
You know, every year it's the same. We got to be the leaders. We need to be vocal. We have to be out in front. You know, we can't be in the back trying to lead. So it's pretty much the same thing every year, and we just need to, you know, continue building on with the younger guys.
What do you say to all those so-called experts in the media that are making their predictions and putting Iowa near the bottom of the Big Ten?
Nothing. It's just numbers. You know, I don't look into it. I'm sure none of my teammates do. It's just expectations, and, you know, that's nothing really. So we're just focused on getting better and trying to improve right now.
Does that motivate you guys a little bit?
I'm not sure about everyone, but it motivates me as an individual. I can't speak for everyone else, but, you know, when I happen to see something like that, I think it motivates me.
How much do you guys think about last year, and how much does that motivate you?
Coach is bringing up here and there, but, you know, we're really not trying to focus on the past. So we're more focused on where we hit it, and so far we're going in the right direction.
How much more acclimated? I know that Phil Parker was a defensive coach here before he became the coordinator, but how much more acclimated are you now? That's year two for him.
Yeah, I think we're, like, more put together. You know, he had experience as a defensive back, then a defensive back coordinator, and then he switched to the D coordinator. You know, now he's back doing both. So I just think with his experience, is just really, really helping us out. He knows the defense inside out. So, you know, he can not only just help DBs, he can help linebackers, D-line. So him, by having that much experience, is just helping us all out.
What do you think of your defensive line? I know that that's sort of the linebacker's best friend. Those guys help you have the freedom to make plays. So how do you see them developing? How did they develop this spring and maybe through the summer?
They definitely improving. One guy that sticks out is Carl. He had a great spring game. He's in here running, you know, up front in the conditioning. So I'm really excited to see him. And unfortunately, he's in front of me most of the time, so that's going to help me out a lot. But I just think as a whole group, though, they're improving. You know, Louis's getting back healthy. He's competing out here. He's lifting weights again. So I just think that, you know, everyone is improving, and, you know, they should keep improving. But, you know, nothing's promised. But I can bet my money on it that they're going to keep improving.
Well, you know, has defensive line been the most obvious place of improvement on the defense over the summer or over the spring?
Yeah, I think you know, all the positions, D-line sticks out the most, but there's definitely some, you know, linebackers and defensive backs that's improving. It's just, I think that everyone was more focused on the D-line, so they've seen it more. But they definitely improved a lot.
I mean, it seems like even the linebackers at this school have been really, really good over the last decade. It seems like that when Iowa's been really good, the defensive line has been excellent. So I get the sense that you guys get a lot of strength out of when they play really well. You guys feel like your defense is as good as it could be.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot easier when 300-pound guys are on, and you're not on you, and you're 235 maybe. So, you know, it all starts up front on offense and defense. You can say that. I'm sure you can say that for the offense. You know, Iowa's usually good when we have a good offensive line. So it starts up front. No team's not going to win a championship with no O-line or D-line. So we just, you know, as a D-lineman, we just got to focus, you know, continue getting better and push.
Recently, you had a teammate that ended up in a serious accident. Actually, a guy that was in the same group as you, as a linebacker. How often have you been able to be in contact with him, you know, since then, or just with his family, and being able to get updates on how he's doing?
We get updates a lot. We try to keep that in, you know, in-house. So, but I got to send a message out to him, you know, just saying the prayers out to him and stuff like that. But I haven't had a chance to see him because he moved out to Cedar Rapids. So he's not in Iowa City no more.
I'm trying to think of the right way to phrase this question. It's just because you don't necessarily expect something like that to happen to one of your teammates.
Right.
You know, it's what kind of goes through your mind when suddenly you just hear that news?
Like, it's definitely, you know, nothing good. And, you know, once again, we all start thinking about him. But, you know, I'm sure he's a tough kid, so he's going to, you know, do what's right and get back on his feet and have all the faith that he will. But, you know, you just got to be careful with things like that. So, you know, once again, you know, you can't control stuff like that. So you just, you know, just hopefully he's, you know, doing better.
Do they ever raise concerns about moped safety with you?
Yeah, they usually do about once or twice a year before the season starts, and then usually, like, when it's in the summertime.